Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, the Friday edition. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll experience the site for free because that's the way a good talk show site should be. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, I promised last hour that we were going to get to this story, so we better do it before anything else happens here. Abingdon, Virginia, network administrator for a peer-to-peer internet file-sharing system, has been sentenced to 5 months in prison for copyright infringement.
The copyright infringement in prison?
Yeah. They're getting serious about this, Mark.
Whoa, that's not a criminal offense. It shouldn't be a criminal offense.
Well, apparently
it could be a civil offense.
Grant T. Stanley, 23 years old, was also given 5 months of home detention, 3 years of supervised probation, and a $3,000 fine for his role in the Elite Torrents service, which used a sharing technology known as BitTorrent. Stanley, who had pleaded guilty to copyright-related charges, was sentenced on October 17th. Now, I don't know exactly how Elite Torrents works, or worked, rather, because it's been shut down. In fact, I read a report last night that said that apparently the FBI left a message on his website. They apparently took his site down and put up their own little message there instead, just sort of bragging about what they'd done. But from all of the torrent sites that I've experienced, it doesn't seem as though the torrent suppliers are actually hosting the illegal files. See, the way torrents work, the way BitTorrent works, is and you can try this out legally on our website, because we use torrent files for the Free Talk Live archives. So when we say we give you a year's worth of the show for free, those are month-long chunks. You download the entire month of the show via this torrent file.
That'd be huge.
It's pretty large. But it's actually not as large as some of the torrents out there, like DVDs. Those are much larger.
Okay.
So the way it works is let's say you've got the Free Talk Live month of September torrent. You download the torrent, and the torrent itself doesn't actually have any of the Free Talk Live files in it. It just has information on a tracker, which is a computer. It's a server sitting in a rack somewhere that keeps track of all of the individuals who have the completed file on their computer.
They host it, whereas we just sort of direct it there.
Right. So what happens is one person starts, the person who creates the torrent, the original, whoever the pirate, if it's in the case of something illegal, a copyright violation, whoever the pirate is, or in our case, it's one of our listeners that actually does it for me, which is awesome of him. He creates the torrent, and he seeds the initial file. Now, seeding means you have 100% of the file, and you are willing to send that to anybody who's requesting it. So, since he's seeding the torrent then goes up, we put it on our site, we say, hey, you can download this file now. People download the torrent, and then in the torrent are the instructions that say, okay, go to this server and look to see if anybody is seeding this file. There's a chance that nobody's seeding, in which case the torrent won't work.
Right.
So if nobody has taken the time to say, yes, I want to seed this file 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from my computer, there will be no way you can download the file. Am I confusing you yet, Mark?
No. I'm completely on board.
Okay. So, you've got the seed, the initial seed. People download the torrent. They find out where the seed is. Then they start downloading the
file.
The
first person takes the seed, downloads the seed from this guy. So then there's two. And then the next person can download from those two people. The next person from those three.
Right.
And the next from those four.
And the seeds.
So it goes faster and faster as time goes by.
And one of the reasons why it goes really fast is because the seeds can actually send out any portion of the file. It doesn't have to go from 1% to 100%. You could, say, get 5% over here, 7% over here.
The little bits that are the fastest to get at that time.
Exactly. It fills in the gap.
I sort of understood that.
So this is why I don't understand why they shut down Elite Torrents, because I find it very unlikely that Elite Torrents was actually hosting any of the illegal files. They were likely hosting the torrents that point the direction towards the servers that will tell you where to get the files.
Well, so, they're the intellectual property equivalent, as far as these people are concerned, of dealing in stolen property.
But they're
even
not.
Even though they don't have the stolen property, they're dealing in the stolen property.
Is it a crime to say, in the case of stolen property, if you're the guy with the stolen property, and I know that you're the guy with the stolen property, and somebody comes to me and says, hey, where can I get a new stereo system? fell off the back of a truck. And I say, you can get that from Mark down the street. Does that make me an accessory to that crime?
I think it makes a conspiracy. I think it would definitely be a conspiracy charge.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. Is this out of control here? Stanley, by the way, is one of three.
I don't agree with this, by the way. I think that if you're not making a profit on it, then I don't see any reason for people to be arrested.
Stanley's one of three people convicted through Operation D-Elite, a federal crackdown on suppliers of pirated works to Elite Torrents, which agents shut down in May of 2005. At one time, the Elite Torrents Network had more than 133,000 members and allegedly facilitated the illegal distribution of more than 2 million copies of movies, software, music, and games. Federal officials said Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, was actually available through Elite Torrents 6 hours before it debuted in theaters.
Wow.
U.S. Attorney said in a statement, quote, "We hope this case sends the message that cyberspace will not provide a shield of anonymity for those who choose to break our copyright laws."
Now, chances are good that the movie that was, the version of Revenge of the Sith,
yeah,
was available was something taken with a video cam.
In a theater.
Yeah, a crappy, awful version of it.
Yeah, it's called a screener.
A screener?
Or, I guess, a telecine or something like that. But, yeah, that's exactly what it was. So if you're willing to put up with crap quality, then there you go. You can get the movie early. And they, of course,
there are just very few people are really able to use this technology. It's not like everybody uses this technology.
It's computer geeks for the most part. The pirate scene. And it's been pointed out several times by the people that use the technology that they use it to get a feeling for whether or not they actually want to go out and buy the product. I can tell you that a lot of the people that went and downloaded that movie in particular, or some of the other movies or music that they had, went out and then saw it in theaters because they liked it.
Sure, they were excited about it. The reason that they saw it 6 hours before was because they were excited about it. Then they probably dressed up in their costume and went and waited in line so that they could be one of the first in the movie theater. And then they, when it came out on DVD, they bought that too. I mean, I know I own it. I didn't go dress up in a costume and wait in line or anything.
So now the feds and the U.S. attorney, they get to flex their muscles and huff and puff and say, look at us, we're so tough. Look at us, we took down a computer geek. Look at us, we are so awesome.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they want to make sure you know they're serious about copyright, Mark. They're setting an example with this guy to try to scare people away from this, and it's not going to do anything.
No.
It's not going to do anything. The smart operators are going to move their operations offshore, like the Pirate Bay operating out of, I believe, they were in Sweden. I think they moved elsewhere at this point. They're still up thumbing their nose at the MPAA and the feds as well. They're basically saying, ha-ha, you can't get us. We're not in the United States. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
They can't do SWAT. And it's not going to stop. Piracy's not going to stop. All we're going to do is start filling jails with computer geeks. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Jim in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, hey, what's up, Jim?
Well, I just saw Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism fairly recently.
Ah, yes.
And for some strange reason, I'm no longer inclined to pay my federal income tax.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jim. You sound like a young man. How old are you?
I am 21.
21 years old. Now, do you work a job, or are you self-employed?
I do have a job.
That's going to be tough.
Last year was the first year I actually made enough to qualify for an income tax.
Okay.
Which I was really happy about, let me tell you.
Well, it's nice to make a lot of money. It's not nice to have to pay income tax.
But wait, are you to the point where you actually have to cut them a check, or are you still getting refunds?
The job I'm at right now doesn't, because I do a delivery driving, so I get paid a lot in tips.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a lot of tax withheld, so I had to cut them a check last year, and that was a disappointing experience.
I see. So you're not going to cut them a check ever again, or are you not going to fill out the forms? I mean, what's your plan here, Jim?
Well, there's apparently no law, so I don't really feel any burning desire to pay the government any of my hard-earned money.
I gotta say, I support it. I support what you're doing. I think you're very courageous for making this decision. If I were to give a recommendation, I would recommend you not bother filling out any of their forms, because if you fill out an IRS form and sign it, you're essentially saying that you're agreeing to play by their rules.
Yeah, and you come up on their radar at that point.
Yeah, so just pretend like they don't exist. I think that'd be your best approach. And let us know what happens, Jim, if anything. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airways. Hey, one of our old guests, Mark, might be being arrested. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent, Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site. It's totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com and including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of the site with over 850 unique pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. And finally, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today. That's freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Well, Mark, one of our former guests on Free Talk Live may very well be going to prison.
Well, and it seems like we've had a few guests that have been arrested.
Well, no, I mean, like, soon.
Ooh.
This guy might be going to prison. And there's a reason I sound sort of happy about it, because normally we interview people that we sort of like on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
This was the one guest who has ever hung up on Free Talk Live in the entire time that we've been interviewing people.
Why are they putting him in jail?
Jack Thompson.
Jack Thompson, that's his name.
Attorney Jack Thompson. According to GameSpot, for years, Thompson has been famous and infamous for his own personal brand of heated rhetoric, often using biblical references in the odd bit of apocalyptic language. The Miami area attorney has called for the banning of numerous games, including The Sims 2 and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. The latest game to earn Thompson's ire is Bully, Rockstar Games' critically acclaimed adventure game that follows a teenage troublemaker through the travails of boarding school. Earlier this month, Thompson tried to have sales of the game, which has sparked controversy for its depictions of teenager-on-teenager violence and boy-on-boy lip locks. Halted on legal grounds, as part of his efforts to halt the sales of Bully, Thompson petitioned Miami Judge Ronald Friedman to view the game before it went on sale last week. However, when the judge approved the game for sale, Thompson became angry, accusing the judge of smiling as he approved the sale of a game that would inspire teenagers to commit acts of violence as extreme as murder. Now it appears Thompson's sharp words to the judge might land him in hot legal water. According to the blog GamePolitics.com, lawyers for Rockstar Games' parent Take-Two Interactive are asking that Thompson be held in contempt of court for his comments to Judge Friedman. Lawyers from the Philadelphia law firm Blank Rome, which
don't
Thompson,
they have to sort of call him in contempt of court right then?
I'm not sure about that. Here's the legal process.
Okay.
Which Thompson is publicly accused of organizing a conspiracy against him, this law firm Blank Rome, him personally, have reported filing a petition for order to show cause against Thompson. If granted, the petition would compel Thompson to appear in Friedman's court to explain why he shouldn't be held in contempt of court, a charge that could carry a hefty fine and imprisonment of several months if Thompson were convicted. So essentially, right now, nothing is officially going to happen. But if the judge does grant this petition for order to show cause, Thompson will be forced, by law, to show up and defend himself against a contempt charge. So, it could happen. Depends on what the judge does. While potentially serious, no contempt charges have yet been leveled at Thompson. However, that hasn't stopped the attorney from attacking Take-Two in a flurry of emails sent out to media outlets. Quote, "The motion to show cause filed by defendant Take-Two is a transparent panicked attack or attempt to cover up the misconduct, including the fraudulent misrepresentations to the public and to this court by its employees and its counsel, Blank Rome." Thompson said in an email, quote, "If this court in any fashion proceeds towards issuing a show cause order, given its other baselessness and the bad faith goo in which it slithers, then Thompson will add whatever judge should go, whatever judge should do so as a defendant in the aforementioned federal civil rights action," he said, referring to the case and also referring to himself in third person, to the case that he had brought to halt Bully's sale. Quote, "Plaintiff has seen arbitrariness from judges before in his 30 years of practicing law, but nothing close to this. If the federal judiciary must restrain this court and punish it, then so be it." So, looks like Thompson's ready to fight, if indeed the court decides to go with this route, and if it does, we'll bring you the news.
But I'll tell you, judges really are supreme in the courtroom. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but they say you're in contempt, you're going to jail.
Could you get a contempt charge for not standing for a judge?
I would imagine you could. I would imagine they could just do anything they want.
Yeah, I believe they could. But we didn't get any contempt charges this week, which was nice, because we had about 11 people that did not stand for a judge earlier this week when we were down in New London, Connecticut at Lauren Canario's trial.
Well, I think he made the best choice by not putting you guys in jail. I think he would only have looked petty and foolish and tyrannical if he would have done so.
1-800-259-9231. So there goes Jack Thompson. Hopefully he'll be spending a little time in the clink. And we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. You can take control of the airwaves as always. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
I don't want to see him go for that particular reason.
You don't?
No, not for that particular reason. No, I think that he's just expressed how he feels about it, and he shouldn't be held in contempt of court for that reason.
Yeah, but he's wasting the court's time with all of his silly little lawsuits about violence and trying to ban video games. That's who this guy is. He wants to ban games, and he does have an attitude. He does have a temper. And he showed his temper on the phone with us, Mark. And if I was the judge in that case, I wouldn't take that crap from him.
You know, then just dismiss his case as frivolous. Don't put him in jail.
But then he'll file another case.
Dismiss it as frivolous.
Yeah, but it might be with a different judge. If he's in jail, maybe he can't file as many cases.
I mean, if you've had
enough... You could disbar him. Can you disbar a lawyer if they get thrown in jail?
I don't know the answer to that. But if you dismiss a couple of cases as frivolous, then the next time you dismiss one as frivolous, then there's a big fine that goes with it, and then the next one has
really?
A bigger fine, and I would imagine that you could do that as a judge.
I didn't know that.
I think that a fine makes a heck of a lot more sense than putting the guy in jail.
Yeah, well, whatever. Either way, I'd like to see
him. You just don't
like him. He's a scumbag. 800-259-9231 to the email box and to education. The earlier discussion of government-run schools is from Niall, has inspired me to drop you a note today. You may recall that I've recently accepted a teaching position at a charter school here in Utah, and I have some insights. Remember I told you, Mark, if you ever know somebody who teaches at a government school, ask them for some stories. Ask him what goes on behind the scenes, and you will be amazed at the bureaucracy and the just mindless stupidity that happens at government schools. Charter schools are set up to be free of as many regulations as possible, receive more money, and are expected to have small class sizes and the best teachers possible. In other words, charter schools are the best the public school system can produce.
They are I would agree with that.
They are the best of the best, at least on paper. So is coercively supported government capable of competing on the open market? Sadly, no. There are several serious problems facing charter schools, which may well be better than the indoctrination factories most think of when considering government schools, but still contain the same fatal flaws found elsewhere. When greater budgets are combined with smaller class sizes, the problems become impressive. Number one, and now he's going to outline some. Irrelevant programs. Charter schools tend to draw their primary source of funding from the federal rather than the state level. Therefore, they're required to follow federal guidelines at the expense of local values. For example, DARE is required of all public schools and wastes time and resources to a tune of roughly a full fifth of those available. In addition, every single federal program, not always present in regular public schools, is followed. Gold medal fitness, required indoctrination assemblies, he says incredibly a Constitution Day assembly where we saw Colin Powell on a screen lecture us on how lucky we are to have a Constitution that keeps us free. He also reminded us to support the troops. And including drug and weapons free zones. He'll cover socialist indoctrination, cultural irrelevance, crushing bureaucracy, and more. All of these things you might not have known about charter schools. Another version of a government school. Just a little better. Apparently not so much. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com, that's A-Z-U-N as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com, or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. keep it clean and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Genesis Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free, including updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com, great place to go get signed up. Or you can do it right on the front page of the site with the little email entry box that you see at freetalklive.com. Talking about charter schools, one of our listeners, Niall, out in Utah, teaches at a charter school. In fact, I believe he just started there this year as a teacher. And I think it's his first experience at something like this. And as it turns out, charter schools are pretty darn bureaucratic, too. Yeah, they're a step above a government, just a full-on government school. Because when you're dealing with a charter school, there's some level of a private company being involved. So it's a little better, but apparently not by much. He's giving us some examples of some of the things that go on behind the scenes that he's seen from being a teacher there. And as I pointed out before, if you know somebody that works for a government school, ask them for some stories. That is, if they are of a somewhat liberty, have a liberty mindset. If they're a socialist, then don't even bother. Speaking of socialist, that's item number two on his list of things that goes on. Socialist indoctrination. Surprisingly, the dark specter of brainwashing is found in charter schools, perhaps even in greater levels. I've been shocked to find it inserted in the most innocuous of places. For example, on a recent spelling test, one of the context sentences read, "We are fortunate to live in a country of freedom." And within a lesson concerning the ancient Greeks is a detailed parallel between the two civilizations, Athens and the U.S., on the basis of social security. If this weren't odd enough, every textbook, worksheet, and program I'm required to follow tracks a thesis of coercive governmental reality. After school, it's school policy to imprison students in the gym in absolute silence until their parents pick them up. You can read more than the words behind the school's name for the program. Soaring for silence. Apparently, it's soaring to be silent. What is this teaching the children? Well, if you ask me, it's teaching them to be obedient and quiet and, of course, not question authority and be good little citizens. Follow the rules. Which is... and happens at all government schools, at all levels. Number three, cultural irrelevance. Charter schools do not in any way reflect the desires or beliefs of the local culture supporting it. We teach the government line, whatever it is at the moment, at the national level. You still find some of the same problems regarding religion, rationality, and political correctness. Number four, crushing bureaucracy. Some bureaucracy may be expected in a government program, but the avalanche of regulations that I face are daunting and tragically comic. For example, as a teacher, I'm required to only maintain one email account to communicate with parents. The account is required to stay on the network, which can only be accessed through an issued laptop. There are not enough laptops to go around, and I sought to dodge this problem by offering my own laptop to join the network.
No.
They referred the problem to a technical committee, who denied my request. I haven't had access for several days now, as each teacher's profile is only allowed on one of the school's laptops. And that laptop...
Incredible.
Yeah. That laptop is imprisoned by a teacher. So no email checking is possible for me. No communication is possible. I'm currently trying to hack my way illegally into the network to achieve the bare minimum of conversation with parents. Clearly the solution here, Mark, is more funding for schools. We need more laptops.
If they could just make it easier for teachers to get online.
Yeah, they could. And there's no reason why they shouldn't.
No reason at all.
Some committee wants to have total control. Number five, amazing stupidity. As any coercively supported program, through refusal to compete on the free market, cannot function well and certain other symptoms emerge. After the recent rash of school shootings, my school implemented a policy of keeping all blinds on our campus of four buildings open enough to see out of, but still closed enough to prevent being seen into at all times. At the faculty meeting where I was while I was picturing a mad sniper shooting children on the unblinded playground, teachers reacted with horror at the news that the Utah's Attorney General proposed teachers should be allowed to be armed. I ignore all regulations on this and bring my tiny 380 in every day where it warms my pocket and my heart in order to protect my kids.
Wow. I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that.
Number six, amazing arrogance. Even the best teachers I know, this one was a little shocking even to me, Mark. Even the best teachers I know, and I know a lot, deep down, think they know more about what's best for students than their own parents. This fairly strange concept is almost universal amongst the profession. For example, I was asking teachers that I considered my friends if they were okay with the massive waste of time and money that DARE requires. Although answers varied, most seemed to indicate that, quote, "We can't leave that to parents," or "This is too important to leave to parents." My greatest fears as a parent of three boys was confirmed by this and other statements as, "Johnny is failing because his parents won't help him," which sounds reasonable until one realizes the deafening silence in relation to the teacher's role. So even the best teachers believe that they know best for your kids, that you parents, you're just a bunch of dum-dums, and how can you make any decisions for what your children need in life? Leave it to us. We're the experts, after all.
Well, it's interesting that Johnny's parents are responsible for him passing or failing algebra, but you know what they might or might not think about the drug war and drugs and all that and sex education, all those things don't matter when the school has a curriculum to uphold.
He says, in conclusion, charter schools are anything but free, effective, moral, safe, or rational institutions. The mirage of that parents have when they try to enroll their children into one, thinking that they've evaded the bad government school system, is just that, a mirage. Also, even when government tries its very best to do something right, it fails pathetically. There are great teachers and great people working hard under a fundamentally flawed system. But I've made my decision to follow some excellent advice I got and leave the system for good after this year and make my next teaching gig in New Hampshire.
Wow.
Which is excellent news. So
yes.
Congratulations, Niall. 800-259-9231. In other school news, I believe you have a school-related email, right, Mark?
I do. I have an email from a university student who wants our advice.
Okay.
Why in the world she could possibly want our advice, I don't know. But she does. To the FTL team. It is this frenzied period of university applications at school right now. Actually, I believe she's a high school student at the university. I'm sorry. I was wondering if I could get some of your opinions/advice. I'm interested in media, journalism. By the way, she writes so well for a high school student.
Really?
Just listen.
That's great.
Complete sentences. Spelling's good. I'm interested in media, journalism, radio / television, theater arts, writing, a whole bunch of stuff that I don't know how to narrow down. I know that I don't have to take journalism to be a journalist, et cetera, et cetera, so I want to keep my options open. But I don't want to waste time taking classes that end up being useless either.
Hmm.
So I want to know, how did you guys start and end up where you are now?
Oh, my goodness.
And are there courses, exempli grati, e.g. communications, that you think would probably help, or does it not matter? Any advice would be appreciated. Love the show and keep up the good work. Thanks, Victoria.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in regards to journalism, I don't know anything about what it takes to be a journalist. I would be it'd be presumptuous of me to suggest that you don't need college for that. I don't know. Maybe that's one of those fields where college is helpful. In fact, what I would suggest for you, if that's really, Victoria, if that's what you want to pursue is journalism, like print journalism, then what I would suggest that you do, maybe before you... like, if you want to go to college and your parents are paying for it, I mean, if you're not paying for it, then I say go and start taking the general courses to where it's not really that, you're not taking anything that you really need to determine a major for up front. You can change that if you need to.
Right.
But if you want to start taking those courses, fine. But what I would do is get involved with an internship program at your local newspaper. I guess there might be a magazine or two in town, but get involved in, get on the inside of the business, and then start asking people in that business how they got in,
mm-hmm.
what their story was, did they waste their time on anything, and get the scoop, if you will, from them. But we'll tell you our stories. I don't think it's going to relate to you too much.
No.
Coming up here, 800-259-9231, we'll keep it brief. Continue with the content, your content, if you take control of the airwaves and bring up what's on your mind. 800-259-9231. And if you've been involved in journalism and you've got a suggestion for Victoria, we'd love to hear from you. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show is to buy some stuff, Free Talk Live stuff, like Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We have hats and T-shirts. We also have classic archives on DVD collector sets and more. It's all there for you for sale at store.freetalklive.com. That, again, is store.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I think you were getting into an email from Veronica, was it?
Right.
She's a high school student. Considering going into journalism.
Victoria, excuse me.
Oh, excuse me. Victoria. Thinking about going into journalism. And I think, you know, that's great. At least she knows what she wants to do. That's unusual for high... as far as being a high school graduate, you're way ahead of a lot of others. A lot of kids don't have any idea what they want to do with their lives when they're getting out of high school. In fact, many of them change their major, I think the average 3 times while they're in college?
Well, I don't think that... It certainly, and she may very well change her major.
She may very well, but
I mean, having an answer for the question as to what you want to do is not—it's not that unusual.
I don't know. I know people that have just kind of gone into college, just all right. I'm going to take some classes and figure it out. You know, so
I'll know in 2 years.
Yeah. So I say again, just to reiterate here, get an internship at the newspaper. That shouldn't be too hard. I mean, they're always looking for somebody to go fill the coffee machine and do manual labor.
It's going to suck. Generally, the internships are not that bad. At least at the magazine that I worked at,
they had interns there.
They had interns there, and
what were they doing?
They had them in some cases writing stories.
Really?
Believe it or not, they had them playing with databases, researching stories, mm-hmm. like the more footwork kind of research, taking some pictures.
Who knows what you're going to be asked to do as an intern? And whatever it is they ask you to do, you should be willing to do it. When I was an intern in the radio business, she asked how we got started, and I started as an intern. I had heard about this whole interning thing. I thought that was a good idea, so I went ahead and did it. And essentially, I was the remote monkey for a while, where I would go out to the station van, take out the sodas, and put the remote table in there and the equipment in there, and load the van, drive it to the event. Unload the van, load the stuff up, put the banners up.
Well, the reason they had you doing that is because so many of the station employees weren't allowed to drive the van anymore.
Well, yeah, there was that one guy, named him Crash.
There were a couple that were not allowed to drive the van anymore. You just stayed back in the studio, you didn't get to hear all this good gossip, but there were plenty.
Okay, well, anyway, that's what they had me do, and I, of course, would have been willing to do virtually anything that they asked me to. And they pointed out to me, I remember I was told that, the reason why, eventually, as an intern, you're going to be offered a paid position if you are there long enough.
Yeah.
And in fact, these days in radio, I don't know what it's like in journalism, but these days in radio, where I come from, they started giving interns jobs after a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 9 months to get a paying position. So you're going to have to be willing to work for free for a while, for how long that is to be determined. But eventually they're going to offer you
many
a paid
internship
position.
Programs offer a very low pay to start.
It's
many
not an internship if you're getting paid.
In print, that's often how it goes. Just letting you know.
You're not an intern then.
Okay, well, not by your definition, but that's what they call an internship program.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Anyway, you're going to get get offered to be paid, and the real factor, the real determining factor as to which interns get job offers and which get kicked out the door after a period of time is if you show up on time.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's what I was told. If you show up on time, you're going to get a job eventually.
That's the, that one, if you learn that one thing about work, you're halfway there.
You're ahead of 80% of
you really are.
Most people.
Just speed on time every day at work.
Being friendly helps.
It certainly
being
does.
Being sociable helps. Talking with people, asking questions, learning the ropes.
But being somebody that you can count on, that's really worth something.
Exactly. So that's where I would recommend you start. And then again, investigate with the people that you work with what the next step should be. They may tell you that you're going to need to go to school. They may tell you you're going to need 2 to 4 years of education. Or they might just say, stick with the path you're on. Forget about school. It may not be worthwhile. They'll be able to tell you the best.
So how did you start and end up where you are now?
I started as an intern. I remember I was told not to do it by the externship program at my high school, which, of course, I ignored because I don't listen to officious bureaucrats. Thank goodness I did, right?
Broadcasting degree out of school is nearly useless, in my opinion.
I started as an intern. I got offered a gig doing overnights because in radio what happens is somebody will just not show up or something will happen and they'll need somebody. Of course,
OD.
It doesn't happen as much these days because they have voice tracking and everybody's recorded, so I don't know if it really happens the same way. But a guy wasn't able to do his shift, and they said, hey, you want to do the overnight shift? You better believe it. Actually, before that, I had been asked to go in and intern on air. So I went from being a set-up-the-remotes intern, a promotions intern, to a on-air internship where I was coming in every day after school to the afternoon drive shift, sitting in and sort of learning how the board works and learning the ropes from my mentor, Bob Garrett, at the time.
I've sat in radio studios for years now, and I can't work boards.
Have you really tried to?
No.
Okay, well, then that's the issue. It's not rocket science. And so after doing several months of on-air internship, that's when I was offered the paying position, which was, 2 overnights, Friday night, Saturday night, or technically
the good ones.
Saturday and Sunday morning. Yeah, when nobody's listening.
Nobody wants to work it. People listen those times.
They do
absolutely
listen.
Do listen.
The drunks and the partiers.
Look, our show started on Sunday night from 7 to 11, and we were just wall-to-wall calls.
We went an extra hour. We were going to stop at 10, but we went an extra hour because we had
so many
calls.
That was our first night.
So I got this paying gig, and that sort of expanded into, Mr. Fill-In. I was like I was at this rock station that I worked at, and whenever somebody needed to go on vacation or take time off, I was the go-to guy, right? So from there, they switched the formats to talk on this rock station, and
put together an air check?
I worked there for a year, and me and Mike, who we started the show with, we put together a fake talk show. We went in the studio and just did it for an hour just by ourselves into the microphones, not on the air, but off the air so we could record it, gave it to the management, said, hey, let's put a local show on this station, because it was all not local. And, again, the key element, we offered to do it for free. Because if we'd come in there demanding money, they would have laughed us out of the office. But we offered to give them a free, locally-based talk show called Free Talk Live. And they said, sure, give it a shot. Put you on Sunday nights. We did it one night on Sunday. The next week, we were asked to do it full-time. And that's how we started.
Yeah.
And then there's the rest of the story. But you can now give your story, Mark.
Well, I went to school. I University of Florida. And between University of Florida and community college, I probably have enough credits to be considered a sophomore.
Ah.
Yeah. I didn't make it out of there. I just wasn't interested in paying people to tell me what to do.
I went to community college, graduated from community college, and then had to unlearn things.
Right. And, one day, Ian said he was going on the air with this talk show that he talked about, and asked.
You started in sales. You missed.
I was in sales. I was in sales. I didn't need a degree for that.
Right.
Funny.
Sales is the highest paying profession on earth, as I understand it, and there is no degree for sales. There might be, but it's totally useless.
You can probably get a degree, but really, it's all on the pavement learning.
Absolutely.
So anyway, one day I was in the office, and Ian asked me if I wanted to screen phones, and I said, sure, I'm not doing anything on Saturday night or Sunday night. I'm broke up with my girlfriend. I might as well. And there was a microphone in front of me, and I started talking, and I basically was the third host from the get-go.
There you go.
You know, I don't know whether... I don't know. I worked in an office at the Premier Magazine in the town we were from,
right.
Sarasota, Florida, surrounded by people with degrees. Didn't have one.
And you were their top sales guy.
I absolutely got sales awards month after month. I just don't know. I don't know whether, for me, I don't need one. I like certain subjects. I'd be willing to go take certain subjects in school, but, you know, I can learn quite a bit about them without going to school. I mean,
for radio,
I can read books about history.
For radio education, higher education is worthless. For journalism, I don't know. Explore it on your own, but there's our story. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Francisco, New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Francisco. Francisco in New Jersey, going once. Francis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know you were talking about charter schools. I want to let you know I go to a charter school.
Okay.
Well, I got a small charter school for the performing arts. It's about 250 students. It's really not that bad, like, at my school. I'm sure other schools, huge schools, are worse, but... Mm-hmm. I've looked at some of the papers and the lessons, and they are pretty socialist.
Really?
But I'm always, you know, there to try to make the teachers mad by having free marketeer comments there.
Yeah, you've told us some of your stories about that, and they've always been entertaining. Anything happen recently?
Not really. Now we've been looking into, we're writing essays in English class, which is where I used to talk about this, but I had a teacher pretty much tell me she was a socialist.
Really?
So, yeah.
Not a shock. What class does she teach?
English class.
No.
Well, saying that you're a socialist is just a way of saying I'm smarter than you are.
You think?
Well, that's what socialists are, the educated elite that rule us.
Very good, Francisco. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, as usual, pointing out that some schools are better than others. And charter schools are a little better than regular government schools, but it's still all funded by coercion. It's still all funded by stolen money from you and I. We're coming back with Hour 3. Surge is on the line in New York. Your calls as well. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today. Free.